This is a progress report on Leo Baker, first name Leo, L-E-O, last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R. His date of birth is January 3rd, 1958. New paragraph, initially patient was seen for Dr. Sears, and that was for pancytopenia. First time I saw him was, I think, in August or September of 2021. At that time, he had pancytopenia. The patient subsequently was found to have chronic pancytopenia and a bone marrow aspirate biopsy done at Medical City Denton, also revealed low-grade myelodysplastic syndrome. The patient was tried on colony stimulating factors such as Procrete, Neupogen, and Nplate without much benefit. So patient was referred to Dr. Bhushan at Medical City Dallas for evaluation and possible bone marrow transplant. He already saw Dr. Bhushan, and he had a repeat bone marrow aspirate biopsy 2 weeks ago, and he is scheduled to see them soon. New paragraph, past medical history, patient has history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and significant degenerative joint disease. Patient has very, very bad left knee, requiring replacement. However, it cannot be done because of low blood count. His past medical history also includes deep vein thrombosis in 2021. He has IVC filter placed, and he was on Eliquis 5 mg twice daily. He is on Metoprolol 50 mg and Losartan 50 mg daily, and recently the blood pressure medications were increased by Dr. Sears. New paragraph, physical exam today. He is 5 feet 11, weighing 289, blood pressure 196 over 116, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities, edema, both feet, more on left. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, severe arthritis left hip, inability to function on account of left hip, where he cannot sit or stand for a long period of time or walk for a long period of time, not more than 5 minutes. Diagnosis 2, myelodysplastic syndrome with hypocellular bone marrow. Diagnosis 3, history of DVT in the past. Status post IVC filter placement and patient on Eliquis. New paragraph, recommendation. I advise the patient to see Dr. Sears for better control of the blood pressure. As far as pancytopenia, he is already seeing Dr. Bhushan at Medical City Dallas for possible evaluation and treatment. New paragraph, because of his significant degenerative joint disease of the left hip, patient is unable to function and he cannot work gainfully. Also, his pancytopenia precludes immediate surgical correction. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on follow-up consultation on Leo Baker. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears, one copy to Lincoln Financial Group for disability. Thank you.